Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Bryn Hesse joining you to start this week off for our Did You Know Show series, bringing to you every Monday through Friday. And here we are, Monday. Noah, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's a decent Monday. I mean, a little sad of some of the football games that happened yesterday, but besides that, Kansas City won, right?
Yes.
I think they won, so yeah, we'll most people are probably happy.
Oh, yeah, can't be mad about a win, although you know, maybe not the prettiest, but against a good team, so that's all you can worry about. Move on to the next week and
right. We'll
move on to our Did You Know Show. What do you got for us?
So I've got something quite interesting. I'm going to read this out for y'all. So did you know that there's only one royal palace on U.S. soil?
Royal palace.
There's actually a royal palace.
I didn't know there was
palace. Any
of them. Yep. We're not a kingdom.
Right, because, you know, we're built on democracy. Right. And so because of that, given that the United States was built amongst an anti-monarchical fervor, it's fitting that the sole royal palace that's on U.S. soil is actually more than 4,700 miles from the nation's capital.
It might be in Hawaii.
There you go. Yep. So it's over in Hawaii. It's on down near the downtown Honolulu. There stands the Ailani Palace. It's home of Hawaii's 19th century royal dynasty.
Gotcha.
So, you know, after King David Kaluku, he rose to power in 1874. He elected to tear down a deteriorating coral block building that housed his predecessor, and he erected a new home in a style that reflected the grand palaces he visited while he was touring Europe some years prior. So the building that he kind of mimicked it off of was the Marie Monarch. It was burned through three architects, so it took three architects before he can finally get this structure that he was looking for, but he winded up with a concrete-facing brick structure marked with six towers. There is open-air vents stretching around all sides. The interior featured a lavish throne room, state dining room, and a blue room to entertain dignitaries, along with a massive koa wood staircase that led up to the private chambers on the second floor. Additional luxuries like indoor plumbing and telephone pushed the final bill. Listen to this. This is insane. So this is a huge palace, right? Obviously, this is built in 1800-something, so the price is a difference. But if you just think about where we're at now, it only cost him $350,000 to build this. Sure, that's a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
But what you thinking of today, it's like, man, that's a steal of a deal right there. I just built himself
a whole entire palace. The only one in the whole country.
Yeah, the only one in the whole country for $350,000. And he did add, you know, all this, the phones and all this different stuff to it. That was all before electricity was installed in the late 1880s. And so eventually he obviously put that into the building as well. But unfortunately, this display is only served Hawaii's ruler for just over a decade. The sister was the successor and decided to kind of like shut it down a little bit. And he ended up selling it to an American businessman, and he placed an office in the building as well. And so now it's owned by the government until about 1969. Then it reopened to the public as a museum in 1978. So no longer is it actually lived in by the predecessors of that dynasty.
It's something that you could still go and visit.
Yeah, you can go visit it as a museum.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I guess it had to be a place like that because nowhere else would we have had a palace where obviously Hawaii has their own history of their own culture before they became part of the United States, so it makes sense. Well, that's a good kind of historic and geographical fact.
There it is.
Which I've got another one that's kind of in that realm. Different, but right now, so Earth's population is close to 8 billion, right?
Okay.
But did you know how many people in history total have ever lived? Yes, like right now there's 8 billion people. But
people die all the time.
But yeah, how many have ever been
born? I don't
know.
You've got to at least like, I'd quadruple it. I don't know, at least 4x it. So you said 8 billion?
Yeah, in the history of the world.
Of the world.
Since Homo sapiens started.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to throw a crazy number out there. We're going to go 120 billion.
Wow. Did you look at this? This
is
good. The approximation is about 117 billion people have ever lived, which is crazy. So yeah, right now there's about 8 billion people, and that represents 7% of the estimated total population throughout the course of human history.
Which is still a lot currently.
Yeah, so there's a 7% chance if you were ever living that you were living right now.
Wow.
And that's because, obviously, the growth of the population is exponential.
Right.
There's way more people on Earth than there were, you know, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. You start going back.
And there's going to be way more people on Earth in 10 years. Just because.
Exactly.
Just how
at least that's the trend, you know.
Right.
Of course, it depends on, you know, how many people are having children and the rate of birth and things like that. But there's three main factors that go into this math on trying to project how many people have ever lived. And first, you have to think, okay, when were the first modern Homo sapiens thought to appear? Mm-hmm. And recent discoveries say that date is close to 200,000 BC.
Okay.
So that's a long time ago.
Yep.
And then you have to add in the average population during different eras and the number of births during those said eras. So the growth has been really astronomical. They project that there were just 5 million people on Earth in 80,000 BC and only 300 million in the year 1. 300 million people in the year 1.
Okay.
And 450 million people in the year 1200.
Oh, so not a huge, it took a while.
So yeah, so there's the growth of the human population is really ramping up.
Right.
Which is why even though people have been living around this Earth for over 200,000 years, we already have 7% currently still alive because just the amount of more people that are around. But yeah, that's the number is approximately, you know, it's not, of course,
we're just complete science
because,
right,
yeah, there's not exactly complete science because it's a lot of projecting, but about 117 billion people have ever walked on this earth.
There you go.
So that's our Did You Know show for you today. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.